Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give you a hearty welcome to the meditation of God's precious word on the great subject, the importance of heaven. My beloved radio friend, my fellow Christian particularly, is it not important that you and I, who have believed upon the Lord Jesus, are being bound for heaven, that we should at least be interested to know as much as possible about the blessed place to which we are going to be forever? Listen, we shall be there forever. We shall not be there just for a month. It's not a vacation. 'Tis not just for a year. 'Tis not even for 100 years. 'Tis not even for 1,000 years. You and I, my fellow believer, will be in heaven forever, forever, forever. If you knew that in the next 10 years you had to go and live in another country, would you not be concerned to know all you could learn about it? Then consider, my beloved fellow believer, you and I who are saved by God's grace, we are going to another country, which is called heaven. We've already learned some precious truths about heaven, but we begin by asking today, we began rather by asking, where is it? We went on to ask the question, what is it like? 3 blessed truths regarding it. We found, let me repeat again, the joy of learning that heaven is an eternal home. Our earthly homes will vanish, they will disappear. But the joy of knowing this eternal heavenly home will be ours forever. The Father's house, His home above, from which our Savior is coming soon to take us there to be with Himself. It will be our home forever, permanently. In my Father's house are many mansions, meaning eternal abiding places. And the words imply the eternal permanency of that home. We learned the joy it would be at the home of eternal rest, as we have seen from the Word of God. It does not imply that we shall be idle, God forbid, it does not, as we know we shall be performing service for the Lord. But all the conflicts of life, all the labors and trials and the troubles of this world will be gone, they will be over forever. The antagonistic elements of this world seen, where we face the world, the flesh, and the devil? No more in that eternal home. It will be an eternal rest in perfection, and it will be eternal rest as a heritage for the redeemed people of God. We learn that it will be a home of eternal joy, supreme happiness. Deep, undisturbed, eternal joy will be ours. There will never be sadness of heart. No sad countenance, no dark shadows, not one iota of gloom, clouds, and fear. Is it not written, we quote again the words we dwelt upon, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16 and verse 11. When in our younger days, after finding the Lord, we sang with joy the old chorus, there'll be no sorrow there in my Father's house, for there is joy, 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 all the time. But there is a most important description of our heavenly home we must not neglect. Among many others, but here is one of greatest importance. That heavenly home will be a home of love. Can I repeat that? It will be a home of eternal love. Love supernal. Where hate is not. Where envy cannot soar. And naught save unimaginable love and tenderest peace, a white-winged dove, and beauty and perennial bloom are seen. My beloved heaven may be a wonderful place and a glorious palace, but it would not be a home without love. For the Father's house above is a home of love. Have you ever paid attention to the Word of God? As you look at the conditions in this world around us, have you ever noticed that in the Word of God, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, particularly the first 5 verses, the Spirit of God writes of the sad moral conditions prevailing even at the present time, which will be the end days of Christianity? Now, in the descriptions that are given in that particular portion, and there are 18, I believe, or more descriptions, one is included that is a sad fact today, in which many families are experiencing what the apostle wrote: they are without natural affection. Let me emphasize that expression, without natural affection, human affection. And that is the condition of many homes today. The home in which love should predominate is lacking that important ingredient that binds a family together. Love. My beloved, may I say, deep and earnestly as I would indeed long to see and do the restoration of such homes, may I say that from the Word of God this terrible declension will not be cured until the Lord Jesus comes again. Yet, what shall we say about the love in heaven? Where God is, has He not written in His Word saying of Himself, God is love? How true! God is love. This is one, if not the greatest, attribute we can give to His blessed person. Surely His love, the love of God, must and will permeate all of heaven. Listen to the definition of what heaven is. That was once given and spoken by a young child when saying, heaven is the place where everybody loves everybody. Can I repeat that? Whether it be in the divine Godhead, whether it be amongst the saints of redeemed people, it's true. Heaven is the place where everybody loves everybody. What a change that would make today if it were on the earth. But what a tremendous change that will be for what is taking place here upon the earth, even among Christians today. For may I say sadly, confess it readily, Christians don't get along together well, as they ought to, unfortunately. But in heaven, there will be no carnal gossip. There will be no petty criticisms. There will be no fault-finding. All the conversation in heaven will be Christ-exalting. Can I repeat that? All the conversation that will go on in heaven will be Christ-exalting. Do you remember our reference of the Apostle Paul being caught up to heaven, the third heaven, and heard unspeakable words? The conversation of heaven was too holy to be spoken inside of a sinful world. My beloved, let me repeat it again. The conversation of heaven will be Christ-exalting. Oh, the joy of knowing it will, and would to God we're more of it now down here. But in that eternal home of love, there will not even be any ecclesiastical or any theological arguments of any kind. Can I say lovingly, but sadly, Many Christians today and many fundamental Christians disagree on theological, biblical subjects. These will cease in heaven. The Lord will straighten every one of us out. But to our shame, we must confess that the devil has used many, many ways to separate the people of God on the earth. And he's done it very successfully. But in heaven, and let me say this lovingly, as well as joyfully, in heaven there will never be any denominational factions. We shall all be one. And the prayer of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 17 will be completely answered when he prayed, Father, that they, my children, all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, and that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:21. But, O beloved, further still, it will be a home of fellowship. Our fellowship will be with the Father and with His Son in that heavenly glory, and should be here. And certainly, we can certainly say with the benediction of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 14, it will be the experience of heaven when the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, even our Father, and the communion or the fellowship of the Holy Ghost we will be with us all. Amen. Oh, the fellowship. Fellowship with the Father. Fellowship with the Son. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with holy angels. Fellowship with saints. In that day, myriads of angels who have done the will of God. Myriads of saints who have been brought from sin's earth below to the glory of heaven and to live in future ages. Oh, my beloved, what is it like? Let me quote the words in closing. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. May some of these precious truths dwell in your heart and mind, my fellow believer, and enter your heart, my fellow sinner. Father, bless thy precious word to thy glory and honor and the honor of the Lord Jesus in his worthy name. Amen.